Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And we're back with the She Said, He Said show this Saturday morning, April 20th. We'd like to thank Tanya Page from Page Law for being our sponsor. Tanya helps families transition through the often difficult period of divorce. She's there on your side every step of the way. Please contact Page Law. And thank you, Tanya, for sponsoring the She Said, He Said show. Well, I think we're ready for our first interview. Matt, are we ready for our first interview?
I think so.
Okay.
She's on hold and ready to go.
Very good. Joyce, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joyce Opinski, the Strollathon Chair for Rett Syndrome. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, can you tell us a little bit about Rett Syndrome and then about the Strollathon, please?
Sure. Rett Syndrome, it's a rare neurological disorder. It affects mainly girls, but there are some boys who have Rett syndrome as well. And the way it occurs, usually it's a genetic mutation in something called your MYCP2 gene. And typically the kids have a normal period of development for the first maybe 6 to 18 months and then experience a period of regression where either their skills stagnate or they lose some skills. And it basically gives them lifelong impairments. Most of the kids are unable to speak or have any purposeful hand use. About 50% walk, and the rest use wheelchairs. And then there are a whole host of medical issues. Some may have difficulty swallowing and need feeding tubes. Some may have scoliosis and other medical issues. And the main thing to know about Rett syndrome is that the kids understand everything. They're basically locked in a body that just doesn't work for them. But their receptive language, they understand everything, and they communicate largely with their eyes through eye gaze. Their eyes are perfect, and they understand everything.
Wow. I didn't know everything that you just explained to me about Rett syndrome. And I think that you have a daughter, yes?
I do.
I have a daughter.
I do. Her name is Lily, and she is 19 years old.
Can you tell us a little bit about Lily? Do you mind sharing?
Not at all. Not at all. She is a sweet, happy, beautiful young woman. She's 19, as I said. She graduated high school last year. She enjoys lots of things that other 19-year-olds do. She likes going to the mall, going to the movies, listening to music, watching TV, playing on her phone. She was diagnosed when she was 2 years old. She has never walked. She uses a wheelchair, and she doesn't speak. She communicates through a variety of ways. She blinks for yes, and looks away for no.
Okay.
And then she also has a computer that she controls with her eyes, where basically the computer is calibrated to her eyes, and she can control the computer and communicate through that as well.
Now, will she be headed off to college or not?
She is not going to college.
Okay.
She is right now doing some, doing a variety of volunteer activities. She likes working with young children.
Oh, very nice.
So she volunteers in a preschool, and she also does some other therapies that fill her day.
Well, I'm sure, with her having this issue, that's how you got involved with Rett syndrome.
Correct.
Right. And the Strollathon that's about to take place here in St. Louis, that's been going on for a while now, right? It's the 12th annual?
It is, our 12th one.
And you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. So it's it is coming up soon. It's 2 weeks from today, Saturday, May 4th. It'll be at the JCC in Creve Coeur, 2 Millstone Campus Drive. And every year we have this walk. We raise money for RettSyndrome.org, which funds research for treatments and a cure for Rett syndrome, and also provides support to families living with loved ones with Rett syndrome. There's no fee to attend the walk, but obviously it's fundraiser, so all donations are welcome. Our goal this year is $55,000. We're at a little over $20,000 now, so well on our way. And we usually have about 25 or so families affected by Rett syndrome that attend the stroll-a-thon. Some have children that live here in the area. Some have relatives that live out of town with Rett syndrome that come. Some have loved ones who have passed away, and they come back and participate in the day with us as well.
I was really blown away in the information that, you know, you shared with us before we did the interview, that $640,000 has been raised in the last 11 years from you doing this.
Yes, and that's all just here in St. Louis.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I'm assuming that it all then stays here in the community as well?
Well, it goes to basically fund research for treatments and a cure. So that's, okay, you know, wherever that research is happening is where the dollars go. And then there are stroll-a-thons all around the country. St. Louis is just one of a number of stroll-a-thons that occur throughout the year.
Okay. And does it all happen on May the 4th, or are they spread out throughout the year?
It's spread out. There's a couple other ones the same day as ours, and then there's other ones at other points throughout the year.
Okay. And how long is the walk? I mean, you're saying your daughter's in a wheelchair and stuff, and I'm figuring most of the kids are. How long is the walk if people want to get involved?
Sure. The walk is 1 mile, and it's very family friendly. Some people walk. Some of the kids, some people may want to run. Some people use strollers. Some people use wheelchairs. Some people use walkers. Whatever works for you is great. And some people pass on the walk and just want to, you know, hang out and enjoy the community of the day. So whatever people want to do is great. And we also have some activities. Fred Bird will be there. We have Silly Jilly, the balloon artist, will be there.
Fun.
Yeah, and we have music and food, and it's a really wonderful morning where people come together and just enjoy being together in the community. A lot of families that come, we have at least two or three families this year who this will be their first stroll-a-thon, so it may be the first time they've met other people and other families with Rett syndrome. So, you know, really the support that the families give each other and their families and friends, it's really overwhelming and a really special day.
And how long have you and your daughter been a part of this? All 11 years?
All 11 years.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And I mean, I guess it's good to, you know, meet other people, you know, that have the same type of syndrome that your daughter has. Does she enjoy? I mean, can you tell how much she enjoys being a part of it and meeting other kids just like her?
Yep. No, she loves it. She loves it. And we have a lot of people. We have a big team. Basically, a lot of the families form teams. Our team is Team Lily's Friends.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. And we have people that, you know, maybe the only time all year we see them, but people we've known a long time, you know, old friends of ours, some of my daughter's very first therapists from when she was, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old, you know, come back and enjoy the walk with us. So, you know, she loves seeing old friends and family.
Well, if, you know, our listeners want to get involved, you know, to support, be a part of the walk, how would they do that?
So the best way to do that is to go to our website, which is www.st-louis.strollathon.org. And again, it's, www.st-louis.strollathon.org. And from there, you can make a donation, you can join a team, you can start your own team, whatever you want to do, or just, you know, come show up that day. And that's the best way to get involved. RettSyndrome.org is the website. And I also want to give a quick shout out, if I could.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, to my co-chair, Amy Crayer, who I know is listening. And second, to St. Louis Children's Hospital has a Rett syndrome clinic. It's actually a Rett spectrum clinic for Rett syndrome and a few related disorders. And we've had that now about 3 years. And that whole team will be at the stroll-a-thon if anyone comes and wants to meet them. And they've been such really, a gift to St. Louis. We used to have to travel far to find specialists that knew about Rett syndrome. And so now we have neurologists and therapists and dietitians and a whole team of people that treat our kids.
And they're all right here.
And they're all right here.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, Joyce Lipinski, thank you so much for calling this morning and being a part of the She Said, He Said show. We'll put all this information up on the website, too. So if you go to She Said, He Said at am590thefan.com, we'll have all that information for our listeners as well.
Okay, great. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about Rett syndrome. And I forgot, I especially should give my biggest shout out to my daughter, Lily, who I know is also listening.
Oh, well, hi, Lily. Glad you're listening, and we hope to see you at the Rett Syndrome Strollathon on May the 4th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So did you learn anything new there, Matt? I sure did.
Absolutely. I never really heard of Rett Syndrome, so it seems like a very, I guess, what's the word? Challenging,
right.
Disability to have to overcome. But it sounds like, because of people like Joyce and her daughter, that there are a lot of people out there spreading the word and making way and
getting the
promoting it and getting information and fighting it and raising money for it.
And it was so sweet of them, you know, them to give the shout out to Children's Hospital, too. And, you know, sometimes being in a community, you know, your whole life, you don't realize how fortunate we are here in St. Louis that we have Children's Hospital, that we have Cardinal Glenn right here in our backyard to bring, you know, all the specialists together for people like Lily, you know, struggling with the disease. So, Joyce, thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the She Said, He Said show. Well, right now, we're going to move on to another interview, which I'm super excited about. My friend Jesse Bostic is here. Jesse, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I twisted her arm to come along. No, I really didn't. Jesse actually, and I have been friends for quite a few years now, but she has the most incredible business that she developed called Sugar Doodles.
Right.
Can you share? Well, you know, I didn't give everybody your official title either, which I probably should have done. Owner of Sugar Doodles, but you are also a culinary.
Right. I'm actually a certified chef and a certified pastry chef.
Very nice.
Sugar art instructor for Sugar Doodles.
There you go.
But we are actually the fun creative outlet in your life because we're going to help you de-stress. We're going to help you get rid of all the concerns that you have and just do something creative with food. You know, primarily the sugar arts like cookie decorating, cupcake decorating, cake decorating, things like that. But we also work with things like chocolate and wafer paper and gelatin. So really, if you ever wanted to just play with your food, maybe play with other people's food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which our parents tell us not to do, but you're encouraging it. So.
Oh, absolutely. Why not? If it's fun, if it's something that is going to make you smile. I think that's the thing I love the most about Sugar Doodles is I see people come in every day and, you know, they've come in from their jobs or from, you know, fighting with their kids all morning. And by the end of the class, everybody's smiling, everybody's laughing. And more importantly, they go home with some really, really tasty treats that they can share with their family and their friends.
Well, I know we just, with me being a part of you, maybe I'm your marketing person. Should we throw that out there? No. You just had back-to-back Easter cookie classes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That were all sold out.
Yes.
And I've never seen so many people of various ages so happy to be decorating cookies.
My gosh. I mean, we had kids as young as 8 years old to grandmothers in their 60s and 70s. We had men and women.
Yes, we did.
And they all, you know, the beautiful thing is it can be the ugliest cookie ever created on the face of the earth or the absolute most beautiful Picasso-like creation. And they all taste the same, which is just phenomenally great. So, you know, you eat your mistakes so you don't want anybody to see them. That's not a problem. Or you show off your work. You know, either way, it's a win-win.
Well, and it's funny, too, that I've seen people that have started taking classes maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And as they come back, it's amazing how they have progressed.
Right. I mean, we teach classes because we want people to learn how to do these techniques because then they're going to go off in their own business and maybe make cookies or cakes and decorate them and sell them. But a lot of our customers are repeat customers. They come in, they take a class, it's so much fun, and they find it so relaxing that they want to come and take it again. And they're not there necessarily to become the greatest sugar artist in the world. They come because it's fun. It's something different. You know, it's a way to be creative in your life that's maybe just black and white all day long. And you come and you play with color and you play with food, and it's just an amazing transformation when you see the look on people's faces.
What made you decide that you wanted to do this?
Oh, what a setup question from my friend Kathy. So my husband and I own Sugar Doodles. We are both retired Air Force.
Yes.
And you know, that's a pretty serious career. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to all of the men and women, young and old, who continue to support this great nation.
We salute them.
Yes, we each and every day. And it is such a serious line of work. When I retired, I was looking for something that maybe would make people smile, would maybe take some of that stress, take some of that pressure away from them, give them a chance to just relax and have fun in their lives for a change. And we are absolutely not trying to promote sugar as a way of life or as a healthy eating style. Mm-hmm. We actually talk to, especially our younger, our children, clients and students, we let them know that this is something that is not something that you're going to eat every single day or at every single meal. This is something special. It's something that we're doing not just to eat, but to be creative. It's art. So along those lines, I was looking for something that was going to make people smile. And Sugar Doodles, I tell you what, when I went through culinary school and I discovered the sugar arts and I realized how much fun it was, I just wanted to share that experience with everybody else.
Well, maybe explain to everybody how you did that process, too. Because I know when people come to the classes, they're like, okay, so you're, you know, a certified pastry chef. How do you get to that point in your career?
Well, again, you know, after I retired from the Air Force, I was looking for something else to do. And I thought, oh, I like to cook. So I went through culinary school. Just a little bit. So I went through culinary school just outside of Seattle, Washington. And I hated baking. Never could bake.
Really?
Really, 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 really didn't want to do baking. But it was part of the program. So I had to take a baking class. Yay. So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually, as part of the baking class, that's where I was introduced to sugar art and all things food creative related. And it hooked me. Absolutely fell in love with the sugar arts and never looked back since then. Wanted to do something that, like I said, made other people smile as much as it made me smile. Yeah.
Well, you know, as we're putting it all out here for all of our listeners, I met you through the gingerbread competition in downtown Belleville, which I've been a part of for a while. And you and I, you know, became friends after that. But maybe you stood out in that situation because the first year that you didn't like to bake or were in your creative, you know, premiere, you and your sister Jennifer created a gingerbread creation that did what? Do you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, maybe we won Best in Show that year. It was our first year in Belleville.
And then what happened?
It went crazy from there. So my younger sister Jennifer and my older sister Jan and my brother Randall.
Yes.
All have the creative genes in my family. They could play music. They could do artwork. They could do anything art related to a phenomenal level. And I was the math and science geek. I could never be creative until I discovered sugar art. So anyway, fast forward to, I think it was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I moved here to Belleville because his family is from here. He grew up here. And my sister decided to come out and join us. Just to spend time closer together, you know, now that we're in our older years. And she had gone through art school, and we decided, you know what, they have this gingerbread contest in town. Mm-hmm. Why don't we enter? So between her creative juices and my knowledge of the sugar arts, we put together this replica of the Crystal and Spice Shop right in downtown Belleville and took Best in Show there. And ever since then, she has continued to compete. She has continued to win first places and Best in Shows in the competition.
I think there's a lot of creative talent in the family. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I can copy. I'm great at copying. She's great at creating things just out of thin air, which just, you know, when you have siblings like that.
It's very frustrating, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, you are so amazingly proud of them, but you just want to pinch them every now and then.
Oh.
But she is. I mean, she is the most amazing artist and so patient with me because I'm trying to nitpick, measure, nitinoid every little inch of this creation, and she just wants to create. And
I've seen some of the things she's created over the years, too.
Yeah,
I can't believe you haven't twisted her arm to be an instructor yet.
She actually does instruct from time to time.
Okay, good.
She prefers to kind of be in the background and do her own thing
mm-hmm.
Versus being out in front of a crowd. But she has taught for Sugar Doodles. We have a couple of amazing instructors. Nilani Singler, who is currently active duty Air Force, she also
teaches
for us.
We can't wait for her to get back.
I know. She's deployed right now, but she'll be back at the end of the month. Uh-huh. And then Kathleen Allen, who is from O'Fallon, Illinois, she's one of our also, she assists and she teaches as well. She's been probably with us the longest of any of the employees.
Wasn't she one of your students at SWCC as well?
She was, yeah. I'm also a part-time instructor at the Southwest Illinois College there in Belleville. And that's how I met Kathleen. And she just fell in love with sugar art, as did I, and decided that she wanted to come work for me. So she bugged me and bugged me and bugged me until I finally hired her, which was probably one of the greatest things I've done.
Very good. Very good. You know, and then maybe you have some interns that float in and out, too, that help you all summer long.
Yeah.
With the summer classes that you do.
Oh,
before
yeah.
we get off the air, I don't want to, you know, neglect to tell people about some of the classes that you teach, you know.
Right.
Do you mind sharing that information?
Well, every year in June, we do three consecutive weeks of kids camp. Each week is focused on a specific age group, the first one being kindergarten through third grade, then fourth through sixth grade, and then seventh through 10th grade. And then every day of the week, on Mondays, we do cookies. And this year, our theme overall is fairy tale heroes and villains. So Mondays are going to be pirate cookie days. Tuesday is Ogre in the Chocolate Swamp Day. Wednesday is Beauty and the Beast Cupcake Day. Thursday, we're going to do gum paste tiaras and crowns. And Friday, we're going to build a castle cake. So we're going to do that each week. Every week, even though we do the same thing Monday through Friday, since each week is focused on a different age group, we make sure that the activity is age appropriate for each group.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you want to share how you broke those down? Because I'm amazed by how you decided what was going to be what week. So the first week is K through third, correct?
Right, kindergarten through third, right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And that'll be the 10th through the, let's see, the 10th through the 14th of June.
Okay.
And again, like, for example, when the kids do the cookies in the K through three week, we set up cookies that they can maybe just color with food color markers and things that are fairly easy for their age group. And then as you advance into the 4th through 6th and the 7th through 10th graders, that's where they actually use more of the decorating tools, the piping bags, and things that are a little more complex, that employ a little more hand-eye coordination and technical skill. So that, again, each week we're challenged age appropriately. But the beauty is, say you've got a kindergartner who can't come that first week. We have so many interns from SWCC mm-hmm. that if you want to sign them up for the 7th through 10th grade week, it's okay, because our interns will make sure that as they progress through the week, their activities are age appropriate for them, even though it's not their specific age week.
Well, you know, we've talked about what we're doing over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I know maybe that you have adult classes
that
you've been putting in place here lately, too. Not that we don't want to hang out with the kids. We do. And I always love it when the moms sign up for classes and then ask if they can bring their children, or we, you know, they sign the children up for class and can I hang out too?
Right.
I love that part of it. But now you've decided we're going to do some adult only things.
Oh my gosh.
Can you share some information about that?
Yes. I'm so excited because we just recently partnered with Stumpy Spirits Distillery in just outside of Columbia, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And we are doing adult only classes out there. The first one's going to be on April 29th. It's just a colorful cookie therapy. It's not really a class. It's more like an adult play day, because you know how adult coloring books are really kind of a thing these days?
I love to color.
Yeah, and it's really a stress reliever. So we're going to bring adults in. We're going to have some cookies with some different designs on them. And then they're going to use, we might be using green apple vodka from Stumpy's as our painting solvent to decorate and color on these cookies. And it's just so much fun. And it's so therapeutic because you focus on the colors and the patterns and all the things that you're doing with this cookie. And then you can take it home and eat it. And oh, by the way, maybe take home a bottle of the green apple vodka with you. So, but that's our first class at Stumpy's coming up. We also have a basic buttercream class coming up in mid-May on the 16th. And I'm really looking forward to the class on May 29th, which is a chocolate class featuring Stumpy's pecan pie whiskey. So that'll be, yeah, that's going to be really yummy. I'm experimenting with the recipes right now. Ooh.
And perfecting them.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of the sample cookies for the cookie therapy class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to learn how to, put colors all over those.
Yep.
So if somebody wants to reach out to Sugar Doodles, get more information about either the adult classes or the, you know, the kids camps
right
throughout June, how do they reach you?
Okay, so there's a couple different ways. The best way is to just go to our website, sugardoodles.org. sugardoodles.com/classes. You can also find us on Facebook at sugardoodles, LLC, or just shoot us an email at sugardoodles@hughes.net or call us at 618-476-1921.
Fantastic. I'm excited. I hope everybody listening is excited, too. I can't wait for Gordon and Kelly to get back from their honeymoon. I'm making them take a class, too.
Awesome.
I
love it.
I think they're going to enjoy maybe partaking of a little of the distilled beverages as well.
Oh, sure. And oh, by the way, Stumpy's will have an open bar during the adult classes.
Oh, convenient. Yeah. Very convenient. Anything to say about that, Matt?
Hey, you had me at cookies, you know, desserts and alcohol. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we can line up Amanda for that, too.
Oh, she'll be in.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for coming in today and being a part of the show and telling everybody about Sugar Doodles.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to let you stay right there. We're going to take a break for just a minute, and we're going to be back with...
Actually, just take it to the top of the hour, if you don't mind.
No, I can take it to the top of the hour, sure.
At this point, because it's almost 10:53.
Okay,
so
all right.
We got to hit that top.
So he's stopping me here. Okay.
Right. Yeah, usually I might as well just roll with it to the top. We'll hit the legal ID and then come back.
All right. Well, Jesse, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being a part of the show. And I like how Matt stops me midstream. That's a typical man move right there. You know it?
No, that's just radio right there. Kelly's done that to me before. I mean, we could take it to a break, but then you're going to come back and I'm going to have to send you right back to another break.
That's
the
okay.
FCC.
It's all right. I was going to say, okay, so we're going to throw it off on the FCC.
Legally, I have to get the legal ID in, but yes. So the FCC won't let me be, quote.
Oh, no problem. Well, before we go to our next interview, then we're going to talk about this day in history.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. On April 20th in 1946, do you know what happened in 1946 in Chicago, Illinois?
April 20th in Chicago, 1946, I would go something baseball related.
Yes.
It wouldn't be the White Sox scandal.
No.
Probably something with the Cubs, and who cares? They're losers.
Hey, now I made sure I picked this one just for you, Matt. It was the first baseball broadcast in Chicago, and yes, it was Cards versus Cubs.
The first Chicago's first broadcast
yes,
on TV
was in 1946.
Mm-hmm. Wonder who won that game.
Oh, sure, you would ask me that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to look that up now that
no,
you asked that question,
that
and I don't know
homework?
Who won. Mm-hmm.
1946,
yes. Or we can have one of our listeners call in and tell us who
St.
won,
Louis
since you threw that at me.
Cardinals. I'm on it. Thanks
okay.
to the Google machine. What else
there
happened
there you go.
On this day?
What else happened on this day? 1977, Annie Hall was released on this day.
Was that Diane Keaton?
Diane Keaton, yes. Woody Allen, Paul Simon, Christopher Walken. Written and directed by Woody Allen. And believe it or not, in 1977, Annie Hall won for Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool, right? How about 19... The other things I've been trying to avoid. This was not a great day in history. There was also some very tragic events on April 20th. One of them being in 1999, the Columbine High School massacre happened on this date. And then in 2010, the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig exploded, killing 11 people. So those aren't real positives for today.
Yeah,
and,
so way to bring them
and
down.
I was going to say, wow, that went down there really quick, didn't it? Hey, you're the one that said keep going.
Right,
did. So I had to share that information with you. You're not going to add anything here?
I don't know how to follow that up right there. I have another nugget of information that's bad, but I won't pour on the bad stuff.
No.
I learned that earlier today when we were doing the yard sale. But going back to the Cardinal Cub, the Cardinals
yes.
won that game 2-0.
They did.
April
Thank
20th,
goodness. Thank goodness. I'm like, oh, I should have had that little tidbit of information. Who won that game?
Yes.
Thank goodness it was the Cardinals. Right?
Right.
Okay. And we also want to thank another one of our sponsors, Club Fitness, with 24 locations and over 700 classes. They have classes to fit everybody. Club Fitness has a location near you. Stop by and pick up your three-day pass to try any Club Fitness or visit www.clubfitness.us. I know there's a beautiful new location in Belleville, Illinois, and Kelly keeps telling me I need to travel there, get my three-day pass. Maybe that's what you and I need to do, Jesse.
Oh my gosh.
We need to go to the new Club Fitness, get our pass, check it out, see how... One of these 700 classes may be just what you and I need to do.
Exactly. Work off all the cookies and the chocolate.
Exactly. No, it's important. You told everyone. We. It's funny. We didn't talk about that when you and I were talking earlier. You specifically tell all the kids they can't eat the whole time.
Right.
And it's so funny watching the ways they try to sneak.
Yep.
Whatever they're doing.
Yeah, when they think I'm not looking, mm-hmm. they'll try to sneak a taste of the icing or something. But yeah, mm-hmm. they're actually pretty good about it. You know, we tell them, if you eat it all now, you can't take it home and you can't show it to your mom and your dad. You know, most of them don't care. If I say, you can't show it to your brother or sister, they're like,
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't matter.
But mom and dad, they want to show it to mom and dad.
Oh, well, yeah, they got to let them see what they made. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, and now I'm out in the adults too. There's been quite a few pictures I've taken over the last 5 or 6 years where maybe mom and dad are partaking of a little of that sugar too. So they can join us at Club Fitness.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
There you go.
You know what? We could have our own Sugar Doodles Club at Club Fitness.
Exactly. Yeah. So find out the location near you. Go to www.clubfitness.com. And we are going to be back right after the top of the hour of the She Said, He Said show here on AM 590 The Fan. We'll be back in just a moment.